Welcome back to the podcast, Know or Never, aka Now or Never. And I have a special guest today. And do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, everyone. This is Kalila. I'm one of Nikki's, I don't know what, friends, family members, slash sister.
I think sister.
Okay.
Sister by now, because it's been since sixth grade. Or fifth grade. No, sixth grade. Oh my gosh, I don't remember her name. Wow, that is her name. Okay. Wow. Yeah, so we're going to be talking about something that I think a lot of women don't like to unpack. You like that word? That was fancy. Unpack. And I don't think, you know, when we're in the thick of this, we're thinking about the consequences or the, casualties that it's causing. So what we were discussing before we got on this podcast, we just decided to randomly do, is when, or you want to describe it, Kalila? Or I can describe it. So I actually called Kalila with a conversation about how women sometimes make their decisions based off of what they're going through currently, and they don't really think it all the way through. And most of the time, it includes a guy. But the twist is, now women are involving like their kids from other people, and I don't think the decisions are thought all the way through because our kids are always watching. Both me and Kalila are mothers, so, and we're not married, so we're like, we've been there, we've made tons of decisions based around like guys and what they want. And but we were talking and we were saying, after a certain point, you should learn from your past and really decipher, especially if you have kids, decipher what you're about to get into. So I wanted to bring Kalila on because she had a very good point about why women sometimes make these decisions, and a lot of the women portray that they're healed, they've, you know, they're successful, they got it going on, but their life offline is in shambles. So you want to tell them about what you just said, because that was like a good gem.
Even like just having a conversation with your close friend, mm-hmm. if they are going through something and they're talking to you about what's going on, and you can point out what they should do or what they shouldn't do, or you can have suggestions and kind of see things with a clear mind. It shows you that, I guess, in your right mind, where you don't have all these emotions kind of clouding your judgment, you could make that right decision for yourself if you were in the same situation.
Right.
So like a lot of times women are, you know, encouraging other women to do these things when they're not doing them. But really, it's that inner you, that inner person inside of you talking to yourself that should be coaching yourself to do these things, not just other people. Yes, you want to reach out to other people and get them to notice what they should do and the type of decisions they should make, but it's really you just talking to yourself.
Yeah.
A lot of, you know, because when you make certain posts or you have conversations with people, it's coming from you. It's coming from your own perspective. So why not use that same
advice?
why not use use that same advice. Now, why not just take your own advice? Encourage your own self. Talk to yourself. You know, like, it's okay to conversate with yourself, because there are different versions of yourself. You know, different states of mind that you're in. Sometimes you can't make a decision correctly because you're too emotional.
Yeah.
But when you calm down, you're like, what was I thinking? You know, why would I go and do that? You know, so
yeah,
it's okay to take your own advice.
And that's what we were talking about. Should we take advice from the outside? We're not, you know, when we run into people, we don't know who they are, but they sound good. They'll make themselves sound very good and like they have it all together. And we see that mainly in women for sure. But we're more emotional than males. So the males can play it off a little bit better than us, because when we meet a new guy, or like, and I'm not talking about married people right now, I'm talking about if you are still dating and you meet a new guy and you like get head over heels for this guy and you start to not think about like your decisions clearly, because it feels so good. That you're like,
that's it. It's something new.
Yeah. It's like, I've been waiting for this moment. I've been waiting for this perfect guy.
Missing out on, you know?
Right. And we were going to call this podcast something very X-rated, but we see a pattern when females decide to take things to another level quickly. Rather quickly than, you know, delaying that process. And we see this huge, it's like seeing like a huge destruction. You could see like at the end of the road that there is some construction going on and you can't go that route, or there's like a hole in the road and there's this orange sign. And sometimes females, we will try to drive into that hole or go that route and outsmart it.
Mm-hmm.
And
thinking that you have control, but you really don't. Once you make a decision, you don't have control of life. And
I think that's worse when you do try to like control instead of just allowing the chips to fall where they may. A lot of women now, they want to control and curate and everything. I think that's this is my personal opinion. I think it's a testament to social media, because it was like you were saying earlier, you can be whoever you want to be online. Like, nobody will know whether you're telling the truth or not. And there's these images created from women. And then when you see, you know, some certain decisions, you'll be like, it's okay, something's not adding up. Right. And from the outside looking in, you might be able to tell that. But the woman that you're looking at, they're not able to tell that. Like, they're sometimes they're like so deep within this decision they've made that nothing else matters. They're a hell of a drug.
They are so.
Oh my gosh, just posted that this morning. I said, you gotta throw the emotions away because you'll get nothing done.
Seriously. Like, when I think back on all the major life-changing decisions I've made, have been with emotion right there, right beside me.
Yeah.
The emotions made more than. You know, made the
decisions
more than I had.
Me too.
And that's, man.
Because Kalila knows, like, there was this one guy, you're going to laugh because you didn't even know I was going to bring him up. But there was this one guy that I just could not get away from. And I thank the Lord that he did not allow me to have any kids with this bro, because I mean, it was to the point where he was like my drug. Like, looking back, the way I am now, you would not ever think.
I just never thought. Like,
yeah.
Looking back, it's like we didn't feel young.
No.
At that time.
No. It was bad.
Anything about this dude.
So bad that I almost died. But that's another podcast for another day. But that's how stuck I was on this guy. But the key thing we said here is that we were younger. And so we were talking about, when women get to at least a certain age, they should understand what kind of decisions they made. And what did you say? You said what? Back to me.
I said, well, for one, age, the number really doesn't, it doesn't mean anything in someone's journey.
Right.
It's just everyone has a different journey. And some people are in different situations at different times in their lives. And, you know, we got to experience and make decisions younger than other people have.
Right.
Which is kind of, it's like we kind of flip-flop, you know. They're going through the things that we went through as kids because they were in different situations at our younger age.
Right.
You know, so you can't really look at someone's age and kind of assume that they should be in a different emotional state or not doing certain things because everyone's journey is different.
Right. And
it goes to show that you can kind of tell watching somebody live a certain way, making certain decisions, you can kind of tell that, hey, they probably didn't get to experience things because they wouldn't be doing that, you know?
Like, oh, yeah.
We know not to go and do crazy things based off of a guy's, how a guy's making us feel currently, because we already been there, done that.
Right, so, right.
Can't do that.
Right.
But people just still have to learn that.
Yeah, and she said to me that, because I was like trying to understand the whole image thing on social media, I was like, you're preaching to these people that you're doing. Now, these are some women, not all women, but some women are preaching and teaching and saying all these things, but they're not doing it themselves. And she had a good point because she said, they're really only talking to themselves.
Yeah.
Like, they're trying to convince themselves. Or how did you put it? Because you didn't say they were trying to convince themselves. You said they're talking to that inner child.
Yeah, it's that other part of you talking to the other part of you. When you're making these posts, it's like how people describe, like, your inner child coming out, or, you know, you doing things that inner, you know, that make your inner child feel good. And it's like the same thing is when you go in and you create this, because when you think about it, the concept or the idea that you're getting ready to post is coming from within, you know, it's not coming from anyone else. So it's coming out for a reason, and you need to hear what you're about to say. not just, you know, whoever's going to see your post is you.
That's why you probably, if you're, you know, listening to this and you are a, I don't know what y'all call yourselves anymore, a public figure or influencer, just really be careful of that thin line, because we can get so immersed in trying to give constant advice on certain things, but it's like, are you talking to yourself? Trying to convince yourself of what you need to do? Or are you really speaking from a lens of, I've learned this lesson and these are the things that I did to get back to me, you know? Or,
and that should be clear. That should be stated, because there are a lot of younger people, especially young teenage women.
Yeah.
Or young ladies, you know, that are looking for advice.
Yes.
Not knowing how to listen to their own intuition or listen to themselves to make right choices. And,
right.
You know, reaching out to social media. So it needs to be clear. You
right.
Know, when you're making posts and trying to give advice stuff. It needs to be clear.
Yeah, you need to be clear.
Or a fantasy. So you don't try and pretend to be something. Just be clear about, you know, what you're saying.
Yeah. Because when I called her, I kind of was like, I would say that I wasn't trying to give this person or these type of women any type of sympathy because of, one, the age, two, other things. I'll just go down the list like that. Two, other things. But what we were also talking about is when you have children and you've been in a relationship for a long time and there's this like thing floating around for several women to find that person they can build with and all these fairy tale things. And at what point is it healthy to move on from certain situations, especially when you have kids? I believe from what we were saying to each other, it's taken me 3 years, you know, including the shutdown, the pandemic, to really like learn some things. Everything's not done yet, but that's a long time. So when you see people popping from guy to guy to guy, and not really giving themselves that time. And then they're also trying to balance, like, I'm this career person. And then, life in general, it just, when are you going to have a meltdown? How do you handle that?
I feel like if you don't take the focus to do so, like, to really work on yourself, it's going to come out little by little. It's going to
leak.
You can't hold it.
Yeah.
Your life and towards your kids.
Right.
You know, you can't run from life. You can't run from the things that you have to sort out and heal from. It's always going to be there, no matter what you try and do to keep yourself from, dealing with it. It's always going to be right there, no matter what you do.
Yeah, because
and when you go from guy to guy, all you're doing is adding to that. The trash pile. You
baggage.
Yeah, you're just adding and adding and adding. It's not going anywhere. Now you got to deal with whatever this new person has.
Yeah.
You know,
I didn't think about it, they may have kids, but that's another conversation. But I was saying, I was thinking about the practices that is promoted and shoved down our, you know, throat if we're on social media. It's like this whole self-love movement. And my question is, why are women so immersed in the self-love thing to the point where it's like selfish? Because me personally, as a mother, I have to love myself to love, you know, my son better and whoever else is in my life better. That's great and all. But there's some times where you have to sacrifice all, you know, this time where you're like rolling in your self-love and really get to real life. Because that's not real life to me. I believe, like, you know, I pray in the morning. I do certain things to help my day. But self-love is not going to pay my light bill. You know, like, I gotta eventually get to the work part. And it can help my work. But I think it's being promoted so much to the point where people really think other people they're watching literally sits around and does nothing but mix coffee and have a little corner in their home and journal, and like it's more to life than that. So I'm just trying to understand the balance.
That's what I was about to
word.
Yeah, it's my new favorite word. It's like, because no matter what you do, from the food you eat, from whatever you do in your spare time, to the work, to spending time with children, it's everything has to be in a balance. You can't just overdo it in one area.
Yeah, and that's what I think. Yep.
You know?
That's what I think. It's a major imbalance, especially with women in the early 30s right now, approaching maybe even approaching 40. I think it's a major imbalance because they're seeking that validation of love from all these different things because they didn't get it at home. And that's like going back to what you said earlier, like people are actually talking to themselves. They're like unhealed child. Everybody's a child still, but yeah,
I feel that way. I really like I remember everything as a kid, you know.
Yeah.
All the things that I can remember, you know, it's still there. I still feel like me, you know? Like,
yeah.
I still feel like that little girl. I still remember things with my mom.
Right.
You know, or not having my dad. Like I still you can feel it, you know.
Yep.
You can remember it and you can feel it. So still the same person. But
that was powerful what you said, because you know they're saying stuff, they're giving the advice, but are they taking it themselves? And they're actually probably trying to talk to the broken part of their child, inner child, to get to that point. But it's like this yo-yo effect of when are you gonna actually take the advice?
Yeah.
And because
they're gonna click,
right? Right.
Did you even need it? When is that? You know, because I think that's where a lot of people now, a lot of women, there's a disconnect.
Yeah.
Within ourselves.
Yeah.
We're divided. Like, within our inner self, like, our emotions, our body, our physical, our mental, like, it's not all in one. Like, it's not on one accord.
And a guy is not going to heal that.
No.
Yeah.
Separate yourself even
more. Right. Even more.
He's broken, so like,
right.
You just take it on more. So it's just like, in order for the people to even realize what they're even saying to themselves, they gotta realize they need what they're saying.
Yeah, because you know what else that makes me think they're trying to do is that superwoman complex. Like, I got this, you know. I got this, basically. Like, I can have everything that I want, and it doesn't have to be a balance, but I'm living the life that I created. How many times do we hear that? A million times. Like, if I had everything that I wanted in life, I think it would ruin my motivation to get up every morning and try to, you know, create.
You work towards.
Right. Like, I don't want to.
That is so true.
Yeah, I don't want that. True. But everybody's preaching that. Like, create the life you want. Manifest everything you want. It's like, you're not going to get everything you want. So you're setting yourself up to this false hood.
Or want more, you know?
Yeah, like, you get greedy. Yeah, you get greedy, and you'll never be satisfied.
Yeah.
Because you just keep wanting. So, I just thought that was very good and eye-opening, because I tend to not have a lot of sympathy for people. Or is it
it's okay.
Is it empathy? I don't know.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I think it's both, because...
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, because you gotta, I guess, have both in order to, like, fully understand what someone's going through. And I guess you kind of learn that just going throughout life. You look at people's situations, the decisions they made, and then you look at the things that you've done. And you gotta, like, everyone's just human. They're just going through their journey. You know, we can't sit and really point the finger and really blame someone, because life is hard. You know,
yeah,
this life is no joke.
Because we've made decisions.
Your mother.
Yeah, we've made decisions that were could have led to even worse outcomes that we already dealt with. And I think that's why, I guess it irritates me sometimes, because I'm like, I'm relaying the message that is coming from the person as they should know this. But you're right. Sometimes you're not thinking that you're talking to yourself. You're just like, let me put this out here because I'm good, you know? Yeah. So that's all we wanted to talk about today. There may be a part two, but I just thought, I just came to Kalila with this situation, and then it stemmed from there with other, like being a woman in general right now. With
no joke, and we gotta really like help each other in any way we can.
We do. And you have to take the help. Don't be so prideful
we're not saying go and just blurt out all your business to some
random person. Right.
No, you know.
But you always need that voice of reason to say, hey, you're going down this path, and you might want to think about, just consider some things. And
I think it's important to learn how, that's what I feel like I'm focusing on. I feel like I've been focusing on it for a long time. Yeah. But like just listening to my own self, just listening to my instincts.
Right.
They are there for a reason. Everybody has them.
You'll know.
Utilize them.
Yep.
Like really use them. You know the answer to a lot of your questions. And, you know, you go and talk to other people, and they can end up leading you in the opposite wrong direction.
Yeah.
You know you still need to go down. So just.
Oh.
You know.
Last thing. I had something that just dropped. Stop listening to the guy that you're dating for all the answers, because he's a guy. He's not gonna understand how it is to be a woman. Like, these women, they go into their men for everything. Like, what should I wear today? What color is the sky today? Like, have your own voice is basically what Kalila is saying. Listen to what you like to do, what you want to, like, if you get that check in your spirit, you gotta know, like, don't do it.
It's almost like, let's just say.
And we running out of time, so you gotta hurry up.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Go ahead.
But it's just like, you know, when you give advice to someone and then they don't take it and then they go and ask the same person.
Yes. Yes.
That's what you're doing to yourself when you already know, you know, like you know the answer to what you need to do or something. Then you go and ask somebody else. Put your own self down.
Yeah. If you got to confirm it with your friends that you kind of like, let me just get a confirmation first.
I did that with you yesterday, Nikki.
Oh, yeah. You did. I forgot what it was for, though.
It was
like
a job.
Oh!
I know what I need to do.
Yeah.
I know what I need to do.
Yeah. Yeah, see?
I didn't have to go outside myself.
No, you didn't.
Because
I can give you the advice, but you, at the end of the day, is going to affect you.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm going to have to live with
it. Right. So, thank you all for tuning in. I hope that you got something from this. If you want Kalila to come back on in the future, let me know. And we will talk to you soon. Bye.